Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 14, Building Your Brand with Victoria Davenport, 8-Figure Business Coach. Hello, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional, not accidental. There are several key components necessary to build this type of business. Did you know that the average business only gets up to $125,000 a year? To make sure that your business is in the position to go further than that, each week I will go into detail with proven methods on marketing, branding, and other growth strategies to help you build your business to scale to sell. Let's get going. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Victoria, and today I'm going to talk about branding your business. So we're going to first starting out with what does branding your business mean? So many people think a brand is basically just a logo, and it's what you say your business is. That is completely not the complete picture. I don't want to say it's completely wrong because there is a part to the logo, but that is not what branding your business is. So let's talk about what branding your business is. Branding your business, your brand, is basically what your customers think of your business. If they think your business is not very friendly, not very kid-friendly, not very family-friendly, that means that's the type of brand that you have put out there, some type of way you're transmitting that to your customers. So branding isn't what you think of your business. It's what others think about your brand. Branding is so complex. We're going to break it down. This is going to be a three-part series. So the first part we're going to speak about is there are seven parts to branding. Today I'm going to speak on the anchor statement. That is what I call your go-to statement. That's if you're out and about and someone says, what do you do? And you get that all the time. If you're at a cocktail party, we can call it a elevator pitch, but it is part one of the branding sequence called the anchor statement. Your anchor statement is something you need to practice and be able to have it flow from your lips smoothly. Doesn't sound like it's rehearsed, but it actually resonates with whomever you're speaking to. They should be able to close their eyes and conjure up what you're talking about within 2 minutes after you speaking that. Basically, your elevator pitch or your anchor statement should be no more than 2 minutes. Anything longer than that, you've lost them. So when we're talking about our anchor statement, it is what we call our go-to description of who we are and what we do. It should be no more than 2 minutes. Now, when you're looking at your anchor statement, I've had people that will say, what do you do? And I'll ask them, and I'm completely lost. They'll ramble on and on and on, and I'm totally confused at what they're talking about. So when we look at our anchor statement, we want to be able to convey these three things within the 2 minutes. We want to talk about what we do. The doing part is the day-to-day operations. I'm a business coach. We want to talk about the having part. What is someone going to have by having me as a business coach? Where they're going to have a business that actually grows. I'm a business coach that focuses on growth strategies. That's the having part. The last part of this three layers that we're talking about with branding is what is it going to be? So we have do, have, and be. Once you have hired me to be the business coach, what are you going to receive from that? Well, I'm a business coach. I specialize in growth strategies like branding and email marketing and social media. And what are you going to have from that? You're going to have a business that grows up to 40% that is then going to translate into freedom beyond what you could ever imagine. If you're just starting a business and you've been going round and round and round about what to do first, the very first thing I would say is start with branding. Start with what you're going to do, what someone is going to receive from your services, and how that's going to make them feel. So let's go into one that you might be able to understand. So if I were to say that I am a dentist, that cleans teeth. And from having me clean your teeth, you're then going to have shiny, bright teeth. From having the shiny, bright teeth, it's then going to translate into you having confidence from me being able to do the dentist work that actually has the shiny, bright teeth. Here's another one that I like when someone, I have a friend of mine that actually sells businesses. So if someone were to ask her, what does she do? Her core statement would be she specializes in selling businesses and represents more than 10,000 buyers looking to acquire a company. She talks about how she loves her business, that she is a leading business person, and she sold over 300. Now, her core statement was under 2 minutes, but if you have someone after you talk about that, they have an interest and they have time, then the core statement should be layered. So for me, I'm a business coach that focuses on marketing, branding, growth strategies, and I have increased women's businesses by 40% and one of the top business coaches in the D.C. area. If someone else were to ask me other questions, I would then go into the fact that I love what I do because it allows me to help women. I specialize in women entrepreneurs have more freedom and be the boss babes that they want to be, so they're not in a situation where they have to have someone dictate their lifestyle, where they'll live, what they'll do, and they can even decide from going further if they even choose to have or have someone to get married to. A lot of times women have freedom, and it actually gives them a choice. I am actually pro-marriage, but there are women that only were concerned about marrying because of the limited options that they felt they had. It's really nice to have the option of having financial freedom, which a business offers, and then still being able to choose what type of lifestyle you want. Just to let you know how important business is and how it literally changes your life, Bloomberg mentioned that Walmart, heirs to Walmart, had a $5 billion increase yesterday due to their stock going up. $5 billion because their e-commerce stores online were increasing, so the stock went up. So you can see how important it is to have a business that grows, that expands, and that changes lives. So I think if you're looking at starting a business, and there are so many different areas, some people don't know if they should start with social media, should you be able to start. When you know what your brand is, guess what? It then helps you understand who your customer is. It helps you know where to go attract your customer. And then you do certain strategies to actually bring traffic to your website, to your store, have your phones ringing. But it is a step-by-step process. So take out a pencil and paper, pen and paper, pencil and paper, whatever you choose to write on and write with. And, yes, not your tablet, but a piece of paper. And I want you to write down what these three things are you would love to hear someone say about your business if you were talking a year from now. Write down what you would want to hear them say about what you do. Not what you think, but what you would like to hear them say. So if a year from now you start a business and we're trying to get to our core anchor statement and you wanted to hear, you had some clients and you wanted to hear what they had to say about what you do. Remember we talked about the doing part. She's a business coach. Then you would write down what you would like to hear about the results of your product or service. Well, with her coaching me, my business has grown 40% from the last 6 months of Victoria Davenport coaching my business. Then you would like to hear them say about the qualities in which you do your work. And because she is such a professional, she really brought in the confidence that I needed. Because she really knows about growth strategies, I was able to then translate that into more traffic on my website. So when we think about the do, the actual have, and the being, if you cover those three in your elevator statement or in your anchor statement or in your elevator pitch, it should flow effortlessly and just like you're having a conversation. Then remember, that's just a core statement. So you're going to write that down a couple of times, but that is the basis for your anchor statement. Remember, knowing your branding is a lot more than just what you think of your brand. It's what others think of your brand. So if you want them to be able to come have a walk away with those three, a lot of times we don't go with the being part, which is what we, by having whatever service, gives a person, like a person that does nutrition. It doesn't just change your body. It gives you energy. It makes you feel more alive. So that's the being part of the business. Always want to stop with the being part, the doing, everydayness that we do, the having, what we have from it, the results, the products. And the being part is what the results mean to us after we have them. I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. And I'd like you to join me for next week's episode, episode number 15, which is going to be part two of this Branding Your Business series, where we're going to go into so much more so that you can see step by step how important branding is. It is the anchor of everything in your business. So I would definitely say start there if you're starting a business. And if you've been in business for a while, take a look at your brand and see if you can answer those three questions effortlessly. I've gotten to the point where my elevator pitch is so good, I'm able to close some sales when I was in line at the grocery store because it just flows off and I love what I do and hopefully it comes across. So join us next week. Also, please visit on social media. That's Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Business, or leave a comment on our channel. Make sure you also subscribe so you can find out all the great things we have going on. If there's anything else you're interested in, please visit us, www.8figurebusinesscoach, and subscribe to our website so you can receive weekly tips in our newsletters on how to actually grow your business. I am a proponent of scaling your business to sell your business, to change your life through wealth, through growing your business. So look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 2 for episode number 15, and have a fantastic day.